elbow. For many people, it's important to take what they do for a living and find a way to give back to others who may be less fortunate or find themselves in need of a helping hand at a time of crisis in their lives. Jason Wong knows food, so of course, what he'll do in this scenario for people is make sure they have a meal in their bellies. The elbow chef, who's been whipping up delicious dishes alongside staff at the Harbor Golf Club restaurant in the Lakeside community for a decade, has also been volunteering his time with the Ronald McDonald Charity House in Saskatoon for the past 3 years. Fundraising in elbow, Wong will purchase groceries and hit the city, working with others and preparing meals for families who are staying at Ronald McDonald House. The charity has helped close to 28,000 families in time of need, providing vital support with a reach across Saskatchewan that extends to more than 200 communities. Through the support and generosity of local donors and volunteers such as Jason, Ronald McDonald House Charities Saskatchewan provides spaces for families caring for their sick child who's receiving medical treatment in the province. "It's a good cause, and I just got a sense that it's also a good place to volunteer," said Wong, sitting down with this reporter. "There are some people in this area that have used the Ronald McDonald House, and I can remember about 10 years ago, when I worked at the casino, we did the same thing, going and volunteering there. It's quite an amazing place, and that's what I really like about it." Wong says a life in the food service industry was probably coming for him after watching the careers that his parents Andy and May developed for themselves. After working at the Elbow Golf Club now for a decade since 2015, it's perhaps a given that he's found his path in life. "I think it's something I'm pretty good at," said Jason. "As far as what I like the best about it, I think it's the people. I like making people happy and I like doing things for people. The big thing is just being able to serve something that you're proud of, and do the things that you're proud of, and just make good food." Challenges of the food service industry will certainly come one's way, if they're thinking of pursuing it as a career choice. But Wong says it's all about persevering and pushing through the obstacles that come your way. "The uncertainty is a big thing," he said. "Financially, there are quite a few challenges with cooking and doing those things. Once you start out, you're making minimum wage, and you're making that wage for a long time. Even as sous chefs in Saskatoon at the hotels, you're making $18, $20 an hour. But once you get there, so to speak, it's a little bit better. It's just kind of sticking it out and getting out there. But it's also your time management, being able to control a rush and be busy, but then know that in the down times, it's a little bit different. I think it's quite stressful when it's a really busy restaurant. Handling those challenges as a cook and knowing when your busiest times are will help you along the way," Wong says. "Remaining calm and steadying your nerves goes a long way in the restaurant business. It's just about how you handle them," he said. "I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for us here, now. Pretty dead in here right now, but in a couple of months, it's going to be packed in here. I think that would be a big challenge when you keep seeing people come in. And you're just like, what are you going to do? How do you handle this? You've got to keep calm and remember that it's just cooking. That's what I tell my people. It's just cooking. We'll get through it. We'll be here tomorrow, so it's okay." Jason says the idea of committing himself to helping out at the Ronald McDonald House came to him after the seasonal closure of the Elbow restaurant that happens at the start of every year. He says when you go there, you see the good that's being provided to people who really need positivity at that time in their lives. "It's really just a combination of the downtime I've had and trying to put my time to good use," he said. "I really wasn't doing anything in those winters. I'd just go home and play games. So, I figured I might as well go do that. I think when you go there, you see the value they really bring. It's the challenges of having a sick child. I myself don't have any children, but I know that you meet the people there and you meet the families that are there, and I think it's been an important facility for the support that they give." Providing such services to people that Ronald McDonald House Charities does helps people who are going through a trying time, Wong says. "It's there to provide people with whatever they need, whether it's a meal in their stomach or a place to sleep at night. I think it's that peace of mind," he said. "The value they give to people and to families, especially in the support. It's not just a place to stay. It's support. There's therapy and a lot of different activities that they can do." Jason explains that it was people in the Elbow community such as Rob Hundeby who helped expose him to the good that's being done at Ronald McDonald House. From there, things spitballed and rolled into Wong sponsoring a meal there for people, with word getting around. Now, after numerous visits and a mountain of food served to people, the chef credits the support in the community for helping to make such meals a success, and is looking forward to what lays ahead. A prime rib buffet supper being offered on Sunday, April 27th at the Harbor Golf Club Eatery, with all proceeds to benefit the charity house. Wong says that after serving meals at the house, it was time to bring an event home to Elbow to grab some support for Ronald McDonald House. I think this year, we've served 18 dinners at the house, with over 14 different sponsors, he said. So, I kind of figured let's put a little thing together and they can kind of give a little information out there, and we can appreciate the sponsors that gave us the funds for these things. So, that's what we're doing on the 27th. We'll do a prime rib fundraiser, serve it up, and then all the proceeds to the house. Wong says that lending his expertise and volunteering his efforts keeps him grounded, knowing that there are people out there who are in need of something even as simple as a hot meal here and there. He knows he's privileged to have a job that he loves, and so why not use that job to hopefully make others happy and take care of people? I think going there, it just gives you a good feeling and it makes you feel grounded, he said. It makes you feel grateful and thankful for the things that we just take for granted every day, and that's kind of the feeling that I get there. When you go there, you serve a meal, and it kind of just puts things in perspective for myself. I have a good job, I love what we do here, and there's a good community, and then we can also go support other people, other families and kids who need it. I think that's the best part about it. For more on the Ronald McDonald House charity in the province, you can click on this link.